The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening? Guys, welcome to the general... Stop laughing. General Banter Podcast. You need responsibility around these microphones more. No laughing or breathing. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is what? Tuesday the fucking...
28th?
The 28th of February. That's the last day of February.
Short month.
Can anyone say that?
February?
Today's podcast is sponsored by beer52.com, the same way it is every other fucking week of the millennia. If you want to get craft beer delivered to your door, just subscribe, bro. And they send it to your door every month, different beers. You can back this up, Maureen. Say, how many tins of Carlsberg would you need to drink to get drunk?
That's at least in the 50s.
You'd need 53 bottles of Carlsberg. Whereas you could have half a tin of some German stuff that they send you, and you literally have two strokes and die. That's not good advertising. Some people are after that, though. I don't mean that. You know, what I'm saying is, why like, have the 50 tins of Carlsberg when you can have, like, two delicious beers?
Yeah.
You know? And your children are like, Daddy, and you're like, I don't even know who these children are. That's how drunk you are.
Yeah, nearly stopped my dad in his tracks, actually, and that rarely happens.
Yeah, because your dad was drinking them, and then he had... Now, this beer was literally called, like, Mad Bastard or something.
Yeah, it was.
Which is like an old Iron Fighter joke, I think. What was the drink called? I can't remember. But it was literally called, like, Mental Bastard.
Yeah, it was something
and
stupid.
And then he had a one final tin of it and was just like, oh, need to go to bed now. Disappeared.
Yeah, he's like, that's...
He'd been at the pub for 6 hours before that.
Yeah, that's true, but
he's a hard man to take down.
But we'd like to play the game of, let's give everyone a tiny glass and pour it out, and then everyone sort of drinks it, because it's actually, like, they're strong. Like, you could just drink a glass of it.
They're strong and tasty. They change every month, so just go ahead and order them if you want to support this podcast.
They're super fun.
Use the code BANTER10. Get £10 off your first order. Which means you're getting it for literally nothing.
And there's been loads of people do it, haven't they? They said, do there's been loads of people. So obviously there's everyone's
way more than
loving it
than I thought there would ever be. I'll be fully honest with you. I was like, how many have we sold? And he told me, and I was like, what? So keep ordering that, guys, to support the General Banter Podcast. General Banter 10 is the code. The tracker pad on my computer's broken, morning, so... we're going to have to do...
Was that me, or was that just a coincidence that I touched it as it broke?
You do have the old death touch, so...
I know. So sorry.
Like, how many times in our career have you poked me in the wet of the eye?
Oh my god, like, twice a day.
And it's like, you know, like, oh my god, check this. And that's the noise of your thumb going in my eye, usually.
Well,
let's get this podcast started officially. You ready? Because we can play the direct tunes now.
Let's do it!
Here we go. I missed the button. Foxy.
The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Paul and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Boom! How about that, Maureen? Direct play for the intro.
So exciting.
Let's cover actual General Banter for the week. We got tickets. First of all, will we cover the car nightmare? Because I talked about it last week. Maureen.
What did you say?
I said, Maureen has never done crashing cars. And she took our car to Dublin and crashed it.
God damn you, Drake.
Drake.
Stupid Jewish Canadian.
Yeah, Jewish black bastard. That's what you said, didn't you?
Oh.
Is that what you said?
No.
I like the way you were like, he actually looks like just a dumpy little dumpling fat bitch. And then he takes his top off and he's got a sweet set of tits.
Yeah, no, he's like pretty ripped, but like when he's just walking around stage and he just has his like wee anorak on and he's all like walking around with his wee baggy jeans and all, you're like, he just looks like a wee lad. Like, then he takes his top off and he's all like, and like dances, and then you're like, he does look pretty good, but
he does have sad pug face all the time. So anyway, the story was, you took, I mean, I've already expressed my, how sad I was that
you can go.
But no, it was the fact that it was like, well, I might go, me and you could go. And then I was like, no, sure, if your sister wants to go still, you two go, have a great time. And then all my asshole mates decided to pile in with you. And then I was like, well, now everyone's going except me. I just have to stay at home, sad, you know? And then you went down and then you're like, hey, we're at Drake having a great time. But by the way, cars rode off. And I was like, fuck. That was very sad.
Very at sad. The car or the Drake still?
Just,
which
just,
one are you more annoyed about?
Just of being left out. FOMO, yeah. Fear of missing out of having a car for a week. So then the car, well, it wasn't rode off, but you drove it home. And then,
I mean, half the bonnet was hanging off, but
yeah,
I made it home.
It looked like you were joyriding at home, I'm sure, did it?
Yeah, like the bonnet was scrunched up enough that you could see like
the where engines, the
yeah, where the bit you'd pour in water and all for the window wipers and all that kind of stuff. Probably real dangerous, but it was fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the bonnet could have just
lights were smashed.
Flew off at any time.
Yeah, but it was probably like, it was really squashed in there, like, so it was fine.
Yeah. So we got it home and then rang insurance, all that shit. Then, was it the next day? It was so quick, someone came out and they were like, right, we're going to look at this. And then they were like, yeah, that's written off.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah, this is, you know, it's going to be too much to repair it. And it seems to just do that for every car though now. Like, it probably would cost a lot to fix it, but they kind of just scrap all these cars. Well, they don't scrap them. They will. It'll probably get sold on, and yeah, if someone wants to fix it or whatever. But like, it was still totally fine. But
it's crazy.
It is kind of a shame. It seems like a waste. Like, I'm not a fan of wasting things, and I was just like, but like, it just got a bit knocked, and now it's like taken away. Like, it's broken.
The funny thing is, the car on the actual bed of the lorry was the same as our car.
Same car,
and it was. There was fuck all wrong with that.
Yeah.
It looked like a child rode a tricycle into the bumper, and he's like, that's, the fella that picked it up was the best cracker.
Oh, he's a lovely man.
Lovely man. He sounded like every comedian from Oma. He wasn't a comedian from Oma, but that's what he sounded like.
Oh, he was super friendly, wasn't he?
He was a lovely man. So the last week's been a fucking nightmare of us trying to just get a car. Well, you were on the phone to insurance all the time.
Us?
I was doing nothing. Oh, shut up.
Us. Okay.
Yeah.
Just seeing what that meant.
Yeah. But then when you're like, this is our car, and I'll be like, what do you mean our?
I found our new car. I found both our cars. That's true.
She stole both of them from a thing. Anyway, this story is kind of shite now, but we finally got a new car. So that's exciting.
I'm still trying to sort out insurance, though.
Yeah, they're pricks.
I've been sorting out insurance since December. And
we were joking that
I'm going to have a heart attack.
We were joking that like you ring up these places and they're like, hi, we're such and such insurance. And you're like, can we insure a car? And they're like, oh, well, I actually don't do insurance. We're going to have to send you the insurance part of our insurance. All right, you get through to them. And they're like, we don't deal with insurance, so.
In my mind, insurance should just be like one guy on a telephone. And then you ring up and you're like, can you insure me? And they're like, yeah, no problem. And then you ring up and be like, oh, someone smashed my car. And like, no problem. You know, we have a mechanic who just sits here and he'll go out and fix it. And then they have another guy in the same office that sorts out something else on the computers. But instead, it's like you ring up and then they're like, oh, no, this isn't, it's not even a department. It's like different insurance, all the underwriters. There's like so many different layers of insurance companies. And you're like, okay, pass me on to them, get through to them. No, see, that wouldn't be the bit we would deal with. Pass you on to the next person. But you have to ring them all yourself and do all your details again. And it's like, oh, no, it actually would be your insurance company.
Meanwhile, they're probably like staring at each other across the table.
And you're just like, oh, my God. And also, I've tried to send in my no claims, like, document about 35 times, and every time it just doesn't go through. They don't get it. They told me it like takes them a week to go through, and you're like, what? And even now, like, I've got a new car since the first car, and it's still like, oh yeah, it's coming up with 0 years, no claims. And I was like, I have been driving for 9 years. Oh my god.
Meanwhile, Frank, who we actually went to the fights with, we'll talk about in a minute.
Trying to mock Frank?
He's Dutch, and he's like, oh yeah, you pay like tenner car tax, and you can pretty much just open strangers' cars and drive them.
Yeah, he says Netherlands.
He's like, there's no such thing as theft. You just open the door of a Mercedes.
And I don't think it's insurance really either. It's just, you pay your own road tax, and you tax yourself essentially that you've paid your sort of bill or whatever, and you just jump in a car and you're like, that is
My car.
But then the Netherlands is like flat, like there's no hills even, so it's like real probably easy to drive in. Whereas here people are idiots and the weather's crap and people crash the cars at toll bridges.
Yeah, that's what happened. Maureen stopped at a toll bridge.
Did you say what happened? No.
I think I did, but you can give us a play-by-play. You've 10 seconds.
Well, we're stopping at toll bridge.
I will play David Hasselhoff's Jump in My Car in the background. Cool. Wait a minute. Of course we have to get through the ad. I get ad money from YouTube and I watch ads and I'm like, fuck you, your ads.
Yeah, I'll take your money. Goddamn ads. Anyway, we're stopping at toll bridge. Shh. Oh my god. Shush me.
I'll shush you for David Hasselhoff. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Yeah, so it was basically to the tune of this. So left all the guys off at the O2, or no, well, it's a 3 arena now. And literally about, you can see the arena from where this toll bridge is out towards. I was going to go drive to my cousin's house, so just wait at the toll bridge. Quite busy one. It's not a bridge. It's just like a tiny, tiny wee toll. And there was a lady in front and she was taking ages and ages and ages. So she was like getting out of her car. Do you want someone like obviously can't get their ticket or whatever? So got out of her car and I was like, oh my God. She's just in this little mini in front of us. And she got out and she like wagged and all at me like, sorry, you know, like I'm taking so long. And I was like, oh, okay. So I said to like my sister who's sitting beside me, I was like, well, sure, we may as well like count out all our euros. Cause you don't have loads of change. So it was like 1.75. I was like, sure, we'll count it out. Exactly. Sure. We've like got 2 seconds here. So we were counting out all this change. And it was fine. So I could sort of see her, you know, in your peripheral, getting back in the car. It's fine. We're counting this change, not looking out forward. And next thing, just in your peripheral, I just seen this big red thing. And I looked up and she reversed right into us. We like threw the money everywhere. And like, we're like, oh my God. Like, it was actually really shocking because especially when you're still, like, it's different if you're going forward and, you know, you think you're maybe going to slide into someone. It was literally, we were completely still. And she just put her foot down and like, as fast as you can possibly reverse.
How much distance was there between you and her?
I mean, as much distance as there is in a toll. You know, enough. Like, the same way you would be on a motorway or something. You know, it's
she
like...
She must have really put her foot down.
Oh, no. She...
Because everyone's like, oh, shit. You know, like, no. Oh, I'm not in the right gear. And you go, no. Oh, fuck.
That's what I mean. Like, it wasn't as if she did it and then did it a second and then found out. It seemed as if she put her foot down and then went, oh, my God, I'm reversing. And just put her foot down more in that kind of way. Yeah. Like, you panic. You're like, oh, my God. And she whacked our car, right? And, like, literally, we, like, jerked back and everything. It really hit us at, like, quite a speed. And then, because she went back so fast, and it's, like, a mini, which is quite flat at the front, she kind of got stuck on the, like, almost the bumper. So then she had to, like, do that, like, go forward and, like, creak off the car. And she kind of got stuck, and then she got off. And we were just like, holy shit, like, what just happened? And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, right, okay. I was like, you know, when you're a bit shocked. You're like, what? Maybe nothing's happened. You know, I don't know. I'm just like that. I'm like, oh, it's probably fine.
I love that feeling.
Yeah, it's probably totally fine.
I remember doing that. Sorry, just something similar when I broke my wrist playing rugby, and I was like in my head going, it couldn't be broke. It's not that sore. Like, and then they were like, this is smashed to fucking pieces.
So like at that moment, nowhere in my mind went, this car will never be on the road again. I was like, oh, it's probably fine. Just probably like hit my bumper or scratched my car or something.
Hit my bumper.
Didn't even think of it. Got out. Front headlight smashed. Like the bonnet was smashed up. The front. I was like, okay, slightly worse than I thought. And she just came out and she was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, oh, all right, okay. And she was like, that's totally my fault. She's like, I didn't even realize my car was in reverse. She's like, I couldn't get the money in. And oh my God, I can't believe this and all. And I wasn't even going to go this way. And I'm so sorry. And she kept saying, like, it's totally my fault, totally my fault. I was like, okay. So then the people from the toll came over, and the least helpful people in the world, by the way. And this woman just came over going, If you just want to move up over there. So it's like we just, you know, in the centre of the road.
Do a Dublin accent, Maureen.
I can't do one.
That's fucking... I can't do it either.
That's kind of what she said. I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway. So she's like, just move up to the front. I was like, right, okay. So your woman in front moved out. That was fine. She just sat that wee little tiny bit in front of the toll. And I went to drive. Like, my door, for some reason, whatever, however hard she hit me, like, my driver door could barely open. Like, it was really...
Yeah, it was clunky.
You couldn't, like, actually open it. It was, like, totally wrecked the joints in it. So I just about could get back in the car into it. And we're about to drive. The woman stopped me. And the toll's like, whoa, she goes... You still have to pay the toll, you know? And I was like, all right, okay. Like, I was just so, like, flustered. I didn't even think of it. I thought she was just going to let the toll up and let us go out. She was like, you still have to pay the toll? And I was like, okay. I was like, that's fine. Like, not that I care, but she was so rude about it. And I was like, all right. I was like, Susie, you trying to gather up that money that we just fucked all over the floor now? Because we got hit. I was like, fine. So we paid it and got out. And anyway, so I was like, you know when you just get that weird, like, you're like, it panics you, even though, like, you're fine and, like,
traumatized for life.
You're just like, my hands were shaking, and, like, I was trying to write down her name and all, and I couldn't even, I literally couldn't write my own name. Like, I was just like, oh, and, like, just took some photos and stuff, and she's like, is your car gonna be okay? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, we have to drive home. I was like, we're not from, you know, Dublin, so I'm gonna have to drive back home again. And she's like, I don't think my car will make it and all. I was like, okay.
She said that.
Yeah, she's like, even though her car just seemed like kind of bumped at the, you know, it didn't like break anything, I don't think, but she just seemed so flustered. Like, she just, it seemed like she didn't know what to be doing. And even when she went to drive off from the toll, she wasn't going to close her car door. So she nearly took her own car door off the, like, the pay machine.
I bet you she was.
So me and Susie were like, what is this woman doing? Like, you know when just someone just seems just a mad, like, just, it was so crazy just what happened. Like,
scotty bitch. It was Dublin. Just, she was probably drunk as fuck.
It was so mad. So anyway, got back, got to Rosie's house anyway, and it was fine.
Your 10
got
seconds for this story.
Oh, sorry.
Died 15 minutes ago, but well, keep her pumping there.
Got back, pumping. And that was fine, and then tried to ring you, and I was like, can you ring up the claims thing just to record this now? And you're like, I was like, I know you don't have all my details, but just ring it up and just say that this happened, just in case. I thought maybe there's something weird, like, you'd have to do it at the time. And you're like, no, it's all closed. It's all closed. And I was like, right, I'll get up at 8:30 in the morning, even though I'm going out drinking. I was like, I'll get up. I'll wake up at 8:30 and ring them. Got up, Googled it all. 24-hour claim line, blah, blah, blah. Ring us anytime. 24-hour. I was like, cool. This was a 24-hour line. And you're like, no, close. Close at 6 o'clock. Anyway, didn't matter.
I rang two different numbers and they both went, our business hours are 7:30.
So but obviously not the claims one.
Whatever the fuck ever. I don't crash cars.
Anyway, you're just annoyed because you didn't get to a drink. But anyway, what then happened was me and Susie downed a bottle of wine. Rosie left us over to the arena. We had a great time at Drake. And then we went out to Coppers after, like proper Dublin tourists. Class. Had a great time. Lost Aaron McCann. Thought he was dead.
I know. Let's talk Aaron McCann for one minute. Sort your fucking life out, sir.
Yeah, because...
Why does he have to drink to failure every time?
He also doesn't realise that I'm like one of those, I will absorb the worries from you. Like, so like, if I think someone's, I'll feel worried about
don't
someone.
Don't make other people feel bad because you're a fucking
I'll feel boy. Worried about him, and Aaron doesn't worry about things. So I felt terribly worried that he was like on the street dead because we lost him basically. And then I got a text at 6:30 in the morning being like, oh, so he finds out a house party. And I'm like, what?
Every story McCann tells ends with, and then just ended up at some house with little lads taking coke and all. It wasn't my scene, so I left. And you're like, that happens to you 4 times a week.
Yeah, how can that happen to you every night?
Must be a lot of people taking coke out there.
There is, I think so.
Probably yeah. The rate they fucking drink, you'd need it. But he, you know, he drinks like a fucking buffalo that's been darted, where it's like, ding, in its neck, and it's like, I'm alright for a minute. And then when the fucking 25 Morgans hit you,
yeah,
he just, brrr, gadoosh,
well, they were all collapses drinking,
and he's like a fucking beach whale.
They were all drinking in my car on the way down.
And as you said, heavily. Sorry, as you said, when he talks, because he talks like a fucking foghorn, when his voice is a bit broken because he's drunk and has been shouting, he then sounds like, when you phone him, he's like,
yeah, oh my God. He sounds like he is seriously absolutely weeping, like, so distressed. Because he rang me loads of times. And cause we, anyway, I'll get to it, but we lost him. And eventually we're going to have to go home here. I hope
there's no future employers of Aaron listening to this podcast ever.
Oh no, he's totally, he's actually very responsible. But
you never get a job.
But anyway, he rang me a few times, and when he eventually realised he was by himself, and I would be like, oh, Mario, where are you? I don't, where are you? Where are you? And I was like, oh my God, are you okay? I was like, we're back at Rosie's. I was like, you need to get the bus home. I was like, oh, we'd organized all this anyway. And he sounded like so distressed. Like, to me, it was just, he was walking the streets in the rain with like homeless people not even giving him shelter. Do you know, like, he was totally abandoned.
Homeless
no
people
money,
not giving him shelter.
Like, he was literally freezing cold.
There'd be lads on fucking on heroin in Dublin. We're like, look at the fucking state of this one. Like, with him banging about the street. Do you know, I did a gig one time. You were there, actually. It was in Glasgow. And then the next night, they were like, oh, yeah. The guy was, like, literally paying me for this ridiculous, what I thought was a gig, and in actual fact, it was just, like, some sort of shitty appearance. Do you remember that?
Where was this? Say that again?
Glasgow. And they were like, you're supposed
to
stay.
Oh, yes.
What do you call that hotel? The Citizen.
Citizen M.
Yeah, he's like, you're supposed to stay there. And then we got there, and, like, it was booked out, so you're basically staying in the fucking under a bed somewhere.
Yeah, we've just laid a wee nappy out on the floor for you to sleep on.
Yeah, listen, this beautiful funky hotel isn't available. I have an old dog bed from a dog that got put down yesterday, if you want that. Do you want that? I have 6 napkins in a pile. Do you want to sleep there instead of this funky hotel? But anyway, the guy was literally paying me whatever shitty amount of money it was, and he's like, fucking David Hasselhoff was here last night. No, fucking cost me 10 grand. Jesus Christ.
I know. You're like, what?
And I was like, alright, that's where all your money went. That's why I'm being paid. Like a Chinese sweatshop worker.
You did an actual, like, set kind of thing. Yeah, David Hasselhoff just probably gets up and, like, mimes a song and be like, bye.
Yeah, it was not set up. It was not ideal. So, crash car, Armacan's shithole. We did a shit heap. We did have a good time there at the Bama fights in Belfast.
Oh, that was such a good crack.
Because we got VIP tickets. Am I allowed to say where I got them? Just yes
Black
or no?
Black market?
Yeah.
That sounds really dodgy the way you said that. Am I allowed to say where I got these?
Because, you know, you wanted it to be like Big Shot Geddes got free VIP tickets.
That's not true at all.
No, can I?
Why are you asking me? What are you talking about?
I thought you were all like, just pretend like you're important enough where someone gave you them.
But you're not important enough. I'm aware that you're not important enough.
As soon as I put them up, like, people were messaging me like, oh, front row at the fights and all. And I really didn't want to be like, yeah, my sister booked them all into the hotel she works in. So the organisers obviously were like, do you want some VIP tickets? By the way.
That's how most people get them as well.
Yeah, don't be fooled by, like, the VIP tickets at an event maybe contain 5% VIPs. And the rest of it is just people who know people who worked with that event. You know, so the ones
it's just events people,
The ones beside us, they're... The guy's wife or something worked in the Hilton. He got tickets. We got tickets. But it was a beautiful experience because I was shitting myself. And I've, as my sister said, I've done it for other people where you organize tickets for them. You just go, yeah, the tickets are on the door. And I always get that thing of like, I'm going to go up. I think it was because it was VIP. I'm going to go up here and be like, can I get tickets for Colin Geddes, please? And they're like, no. Same as the hotel thing. VIP tickets with a small stool in the toilets if you want to sit on that. Well, actually, you went up to the thing because I was daydreaming and then you were like, oh, hello, VIP tickets. And then the girl was like, yeah, absolutely, here they are, all 4 of them. And then you're going to walk around the corner and there's going to be a lady that meets you in an orange dress. And it was like the Matrix or something, wasn't it, the way she was talking? A woman's going to meet you in an orange dress. Ignore her, but follow her. And then we got walked to the seats. And after about 2 months, the big lad was back on the beer. So I was well chinned by the time we even got there.
Yeah, we drank in the car, didn't we?
We drank in the car because we had no car, so...
Oh yeah, that was another element of it. Probably the best part of the whole situation of the car was that because my car was taken away, couldn't be fixed, it meant I had no insurance for anything. No one else's car can drive any other cars. And there was actually a spare car at my dad's house I could have drove. And
so we got a lift down, long story short. We drank in the car and I was making up for lost time by drinking every fucking beer I could get my hands on. And I'll tell you what, the next day I realised why I was off beer for so long.
Hangover.
Beer hangovers are terrible.
Like, I love beer, but I don't drink it a lot anymore because... It's
like
the hangovers.
We were throwing tons of pints into us and we're super blah. Before we even went down, I was like, I'm not sure if I really even want to go out after this because I know it's going to get super messy. But we're just there that long and sitting that long and drinking so many pints and watching people fight. I mean, that doesn't even make sense, does it? You're going like, oh, do a fucking triangle choke to him. And you're sitting there drinking beer, trying to give advice. nightmare. But it was the next day. I was in fucking pieces. Like, it was a nightmare. In fact, on the Saturday night after the Friday, I had to have about 15 whiskeys to sort of get me over the hangover.
Yeah.
Which is that? I mean, that if anything shows you how much drink fucks you up. You drink too much beer one night, you feel like pure shit. Then you have to, like, I literally had about 6 or 7 whiskeys. And I felt good. I was like, there's me back to good now. I feel good. I wasn't even drunk.
Although, that's probably the good thing about drink, is also that you feel it as well. Because you feel like, you can feel so super rough if you overdo it. So you don't overdo it too many. You know what I mean? Because you're like, oh, the hangover. Whereas if it was other things that didn't give you hangover, you just do stuff all the time.
That's true.
Do you know? So sometimes it's like, it's not a bad that you can actually feel the effects of something, like... It feels horrible because you're, especially when you're 30, Michael, you know?
Yeah. It's death. Definitely dying. What other banter did you get up to over the weekend? Wearing this is a general banter podcast. Let's inject some banter into it.
Are you asking me? Like, we weren't in
Yeah, we weren't
place.
Together. Let me just...
I went to a play, actually. You didn't do that part. That was about the only thing we didn't do together.
Was it crap?
No, it was good. It was The Lonesome West by Martin McDonagh. Very funny play. People will know what that is.
Is there any tits in it?
Yeah. Not really.
No. What was it about? Rough synopsis, 10 seconds, let's go.
A priest in the Lonesome West where his parish have kind of, he lost control of them and everyone dies. And there's a whole pile of Ryan going on, it's funny.
Jesus Christ. Was it as good as... film that we watched there, Ghostbusters?
Oh my god,
I hate when people, like, things come out in the cinema and everyone's like, I see not, no, it's fucking shit, and you know it's kind of just a reaction to, like,
because it's a remake.
Yeah,
it's
a remake,
whatever.
It's all women, it's and women aren't good at stuff and whatever. But, like, it was a wasted cast because there was legit funny people in it.
Yeah,
and it was, I don't know whether they tried to keep it, like, no, sort of quirky like the first one. You know what I mean? Like, it was a bit tacky, but it was,
well,
shit. Like,
you could tell they were trying to make it, like, that sort of, still a bit of a classic vibe to it. Like, they didn't want to make it too super modern,
yeah.
You know, that kind of way. They were trying to,
I feel like they should have, because it was shit.
Yeah,
it was,
it's
so
one of those
terrible things.
They tried to include so many elements that are similar to the old one, and, like, all the old people and stuff like that. But then you're going, then it's hard. You're just constantly being like, this is nowhere near as good as
the original.
The
sort of vibe I got off it with the looks and the way it was shot and everything, it felt like, you know, like you were watching, like, The Mask or something. You know, like a film from that time?
Mm.
Like 90s kind of...
I just think it wasn't written well.
Casper type shit.
Do you know one of those films that you watch and you're like, you're willing it so much to be funny? Like, you're like, oh no, it will be funny. Oh no, the next bit will be funny. But, like, the dialogue is just really slow or something. Like, it's real sluggish dialogue. Like, it takes them ages to talk about one wee thing and there isn't actually a punchline in it. And you're like, I don't, what? Why would, I don't understand the whole point of talking about that. Or, you know, the dialogue is so slow.
I think maybe.
And you're just like, there's no jokes in it. There's no jokes.
I think sometimes when you're used to things like fucking, I don't know, just even like Family Guy or what, even modern films that are made. You know the one, any of those fucking Seth Rogen type films and all, where it's, there's a lot of quotables and jokes and funny lines and things from it, that when there's just scenes where it's like, blah, 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 oh my god, and then it moves on, and you're like, what was it, what, what's going on here?
Yeah, but it'll be wee things, like they'll do something, or they'll test a product, and be like, oh my god, blah, 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 and they'll say all these things, but you're like, none of those are funny lines. It's as if it's trying, they're almost trying to make it like, this is so awesome, and this is hilarious, and you're like, but it's
so tired.
The script was not good, and that's why, you know, it's not always actors, like, they're best
they're being direct.
You could have,
like,
got,
because that girl from SNL,
Claire McKinnon,
she's really funny.
She's really funny, and
but
she didn't come across well at all.
She comes across that, like, sarky, like, well, I guess that's what the fucking did.
Yeah, I couldn't stand her character in this.
It was
really hard to watch, actually, because if you watch SNL, you'll love her, because she's so good, and so good at characters and everything. Whereas in this, you're right, she was just like that, and you're like, oh no. Oh, like, it was, they were trying to make her obviously slightly the funnier one, like the kind of the geek who everything goes wrong, where she comes up with all these ideas, and it was just so not funny. It didn't
bullshit.
Work at all.
It was such bullshit. There was,
It would have been funnier if they just let them literally ad-lib the whole film.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been funnier.
And your woman, Leslie Jones, is very funny too. Is that her name? Leslie. I swear to God, this computer is diseased. I don't know if anyone else has a Mac and has experienced this, but, like, it basically, it's just, like, clicking things and opening them, but it might be haunted.
God, it's so funny. You look like an old jazz singer, the way, like, you have your keyboard in front of you, and then your mic is, like, to the side of you. So you just did a wee, like, type there, and then leaned to the side, and like, oh, so does anyone here have any lovers in the day?
any lovers in the day, sir? Love?
Any lovers in...
It was like a Belfast person trying to posh for a second.
Well, that's you.
Hello, ladies. Do you have any cute, nice people in it there? Wah! That's nearly as bad as your woman. The Mona, wah! Mona fucking, up a fucking Mona fucking bay fucking pass.
I didn't understand anything she said.
Well, she only said those things, but you're just like, what an absolute subhuman piece of shit from Belfast. Sometimes you're like, see when people are all like, are we country? No, it's lovely. And then you just get reminded by some fucking window licking glue sniffer like her, and you're like, oh, you can't go anywhere. It was the same with those MMA fights. Whenever Rory McDonald was in front of us, world famous MMA fighter, look him up, savage. Which is weird when you see someone who, you know, is like a full, you're like, you're looking at him and you're like, he's one of the best fighters in the world. He's just sitting there, you know what I mean, his wee jacket and all. You're like,
yeah,
not even that scary, you know, now not that scary, but would kill everyone in that fucking building. He's probably watching those fights like, what is this horse shit I'm watching?
I think that's
the in a UFC a week ago. I'll fucking go in there.
Yeah, I probably thought that was so shit.
He's like, I'll go in here in my clothes and just murder people.
That's the thing about MMA that, though. You would, but what was most people you wouldn't notice that they were good at.
What I was going to say is, like, there was a guy in the stand behind us and he was just like, Rory! Rory! Rory, I'm a picture! For relentlessly for about an hour. And you're like, you know, why is that what you're going to do? You've paid into this event and you're just going to shout at a UFC fighter till he turns around and goes, come down here and get a photo and not come up in the fucking stand, dickbag. It made me feel ashamed of people from here, Maureen.
Yeah, and people that's me saying that. From here can either be really welcoming and accommodating, or they can just be so in your face, rude and abrupt. It's you can't actually quite believe that they would just scream. What I'm not a fan of screaming.
No, I see when... I hate it.
Don't shout things to people.
See, even when girls scream in excitement, I want to kill them.
Yeah.
Ah! Or when something happens and they all scream, you're like, screaming does nothing there. Screaming is doing nothing right now.
No, there's a place for screaming, but it's the shouting at someone from afar rather than just go over to them, you know, in front of other people. Yeah. Like in the shop, and those guys obviously recognized you and they were just...
Oh, fuck.
Like...
Me.
It was really late at night and they were screaming, like, and there's people trying to work, obviously, trying to, like, pack all the shelves and all, because it's, like, in the middle of the night. And
there was, like, a woman standing there, like, shaking her head as if she's, like, these cunts come in all the time and are pieces so of shit.
But instead of just, like, to themselves being like, oh, there's that guy, you know, whatever, we'll get a photo, whatever they wanted from you, whatever it is. You know, even if it's just to come talk to you, that's fine. But it was just the, like, you know, between themselves, there he is! There he is, and like trying to like basically follow us around the shop, and like, there, that's definitely him. And you're like, but that's, oh my god, stop shouting!
You know,
like,
that's what bothers me.
It's scary.
It's the I'm gonna make a total scene, but let everyone know that I don't care.
Yeah,
that's what drives me fucking mad. So he's like, is that fucking Bob Lehler? Is that him? Oh my fucking god! Shouting all over the shop. Come here, Dwayne, Steaky, and fucking Glenn. Come here! And then, like, is that him and all? I don't know. And then they're walking around the shop for an hour. Like, I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know. I don't fucking watch it that much. Is that him and all? And you're like, well, just definitely let it slide, you fucking binlet. And then he gets the thing. He goes, is it him? Must be. Are you him? Are you and all? I must be tripping.
I thought he did.
You tripping? You shared half a fucking joint.
Are you Snoop Dogg? Like, get away.
I'm tripping, mate. I had half a tin of Tennant's and... And half a fucking tube of fucking super glue.
But at least we're dressed in like really fancy business suits, Colin. That's a lie. Oh my god. They were like stereotypical chavs.
Yeah. There was like a bunch of lads in grey tracksuits. And then the obligatory slut with eyebrows that she painted on with a piece of actual coal.
Yeah.
You know, that she, you know. That's all in the man. At the minute, so it is. A nice, thick. Fine, bray. So we've just basically talking. I've just basically taken some black pepper and I've mixed it with super glue and I've painted that on with a carrot. Why the brows? I can see the hair of your brow under the fucking Dorito shaped piece of black that you've painted on.
This is what people do now, though.
By the way, wash your neck. You know what I mean?
You wash your neck?
I think I'll just put on fake tan over top of fake tan, which is on top of dirt and cum.
Oh, God.
And sick.
That's wrong.
And it just looks like you've got that fucking disease where your skin goes white.
Then it goes a bit green. Yeah. Because it oxidizes in your skin and all.
That's dirt, isn't it? Yeah. Definitely wash, you manky slut. What's her fanny like?
I don't want to know.
You're not washing your fanny, like, you're not washing yourself at all.
Well, if you're not washing your own neck, then...
Yeah, you're not, you know, she's spraying dry shampoo on her pubes, put it that way. Yeah. Does that work?
It might do. Do you get greasy pubes? I don't know.
Yeah, some people probably do. It's just like head on your hair. People are like, it's well dry.
Head on your hair?
Hair on your head. I have split ends, you know what I mean? And a side shade. And male pattern baldness around my... dick hair.
That's hilarious because that'll be the only part of your body that doesn't have hair.
I know, my head.
Well, your head.
I mean, that's the unfortunate thing. They were talking, I saw a video earlier about people hitting like a second puberty. So they're like, you go through puberty and then you're like an adult for a while and then you hit like another puberty where your body develops from like a young adult into like a adult, and then it showed you both sides for men and women. So it was like, hey, you're a guy, you get hair in strange places, da da da, and then you grow up and then it's like, then you get hair in all the places.
Whatever except, places yeah, it's didn't like, get
it's like, except your head, the only place it's supposed to be. And then there was a woman, she was like, you know, you get, you know, curvy squishy parts in the parts where you're not supposed to have curvy squishy parts and all this here. It's very funny. Very funny. But it is true, the hair, my head is the only place without hair. And it's it's a nightmare.
It's a lot of meanness that she's had done.
I would rather get what's it called? Laser eye surgery on my hair, on my head. Just burn that shit off. Like one of those Turkish shit. I remember a mate of mine one time was like, he was in Turkey and this guy's ginger as fuck, so the sun probably wasn't doing him much good anyway. But he got a Turkish shave and he said they had a wee thing on fire and they're like burning his ear hair off. And did you ever see that being done? They like they use this wee thing, like burn all your hair off. And then a fucking shave with a blade and then they slap the head off you with a towel. And then he said he went like water skiing in the sea or something. And just the salt water on his whole head was just like tightened his whole face up. And then he got sunburned and he said his face just, he looked like Freddy Krueger.
Oh, they're all terrible things to do if you've just shaved.
Yeah.
And you should literally just do nothing. And you're ginger as fuck. And like have no heat on it either.
Is that what you do when you shave your face?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still quite sad.
There was a woman in a lift in Belfast the other day. I don't know if you noticed. We were getting in the lift and she had her kids with her and she just had a roaring red upper lip.
Oh, yeah. She probably got it waxed or threaded. Yeah.
Threaded. Get that lip waxed.
Yeah. That's a pretty standard thing for women, though. That's not like a weird thing.
Yeah. You're weird. You're more like Amish because you have hair everywhere except your moustache. I'm joking. You don't have any hair at all. Don't know why I said that. I would love a fucking beard. I'd love a thick beard.
I'd love
beard.
You to have a beard, actually.
Do you want me to look that up? I'm going to look up...
What you'd look like with a beard?
How to grow a thicker beard, right?
Yeah.
Abdul Satter... What is with my computer right now?
What is it? Let me see.
Who the fuck is he? Because I have a wireless keyboard, right? Which is the biggest farce in the world. Because you go to type and then it takes like a second to be like, oh, you're using me? So, what? Philanthropist? How did I search him? I must have went to type something and accidentally typed half his fucking name. Right. How to grow a thicker beard. Do you like that type noise? How to grow a thicker beard. You ready?
Right, go.
Smoke a pipe.
Okay.
No, there's a guy smoking a pipe with a beard. Start exercising.
Well, my granddad smokes a pipe and he's like full Santa Claus beard, so that might be something in that.
I think he had the beard long before he was really going hard at the pipe.
How do you know?
I don't know. You've 90 years to span across there.
I know.
You don't know what he's been up to. Start exercising. The first thing you can do to improve the quality of your beard is exercising on a regular basis. reducing stress. These are terrible rules.
Oh my god, these are all opposite of you.
No wonder I have no fucking beard. But then you do get big, big fat cunts with like full beard.
Yeah, but it's always disgusting, like straight beard.
Aye, they
like
need to dry shampoo their face pubes. Blah,
yuck.
That guy's dry shampooing his face.
If you're super fat, having a massive beard is not great. Unless you're Hagrid, but...
Reducing stress. When you're stressing about everything in your life, you increase the cortisol in your body. Getting your rest. Improve your diet. Taking supplements.
Well,
taking supplements is vague there. You know, what are you taking? Cod liver oil for the beard?
There, I gave you cod liver oil this morning.
I know, I like the way you presented it in a bowl as well. I just didn't take them because I haven't eaten anything yet.
Neither have I.
Get this car insured and we'll go for a fancy lunch all to right. celebrate.
Well, if anyone hears the phone ringing, that'll be me running away to sort that out again. Again, it's only been 900 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
Let's talk some news real quick. What?
Can I go to the toilet?
Where are you going to go?
Mm. Ghost.
Sorry.
What?
Go to the other toilet there.
Well, obviously I'm going to go to the other toilet.
These mics are so sensitive and there's a
toilet right next to us.
There's a toilet just on the offshoot of the thing. Are you going number ones or number browns?
Just number ones because I'm yawning. Because I just drank like a pint of water, so.
We bought a new car yesterday and we bought it off a lady real quickly. Just drove up, went, giz the car. Bought it in an emergency because we need a car for tomorrow. And I was dying for a piss and I was like, can I go for a piss in your house?
Because she brought us in to like sign the wee book and all.
But like, and then afterwards you're like, can't believe you used our toilet. And I was like, why? I need a piss. And you're like, just hold it. Everyone needs a piss. We freak.
Yeah, but you've got like an 8-year-old woman's bladder.
But I've been drinking water all day and then I did a workout and I was starving and I drank. See, when you've like no food in you hardly, I feel like...
You're talking shite.
No, I think when you've no food in your stomach and you drink, you piss more because it's like, it's not hitting anything.
Okay, but regardless of that, you do this constantly.
Yep, turn up at old ladies' houses. And yeah. Like, can I piss in your...
No, toilet? Say, for example, we're going to Belfast. You will go to the toilet all morning. Then we're getting in the car like, oh no, I'm just going to go to the toilet. You'll then take another 10 minutes to the toilet. We'll be in the car and we won't be 15 minutes away. And you're like, I need to piss again. Right? How on earth? There is no way.
It's probably full then
you'll get to wherever we're going. You'll go to the toilet. We'll have a drink, whether it's... You might have one sip of your water and you go to the toilet again. You're like, you just went... And you're like, yeah, I need to go again. Then break, right, we're going to the next place now. You're like, right, I'll just go to the toilet.
Here's
like,
what it is.
Oh my God, there's no way. There's no way.
Here's what it is though, right? If you're like a fighter cutting weight.
Right, you're not a fighter. Where are you going with this?
I knew that was your next line. I knew that was you're not a fighter. Not a fighter, but
I am a fighter.
But
no, you're not.
People that were like, people who are like dropping weight, they'll drink loads and loads and loads of water.
When are you going to talk about what you're doing?
Right,
though?
Just shut up. Just let me get through this. They'll drink loads of water. And then if they want to... Say they're doing a fight on Saturday or doing a weigh-in on Friday. They drink like crazy amounts of water and you piss like a maniac. But see if you stop drinking water on like Thursday night, you still piss like crazy. Your body is in the piss pattern of like someone who's drank that much water. So I just drink so much water, I think that my body just pisses all the fucking time. Okay?
My body pisses all the time. Like, even when you're just walking down the street.
Pisses all the time. Pisses all the time.
You are like, you're going to be like a wee dog that just walks around peeing yourself constantly. Yeah. It's going to fall out of you eventually.
I mean, if it gets...
You have no bladder control.
If it gets sweat piss. I do have bladder... No, I do because...
Well, do you? You complain about it enough?
This is why I don't have you on a podcast, because you cut it into... I can't get a fucking sentence out. Why is my computer is losing its mind? Right, so... It's just clicking things, searching for fucking ISIS leaders. What was I going to say there? See, complete...
Well, you cut your own self off there. That wasn't me. That was you.
We'll finally get good sound and you're peeking like fuck here. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. No, but there's times where like... No, it was that... I just drank a lot of water and I did a workout and I was starving. I had nothing in my body apart from fucking water. Do you know what I'm saying? And then what happens is... But there's times where you ever be like coming home, driving home or something, you're like, I need a piss. And then you get home and you're dying for a piss, but you don't do the piss for like another hour and a half just because you're mentally in, you know, you're like safe in your own house type of thing. My panic in her house was, we've drive like 45 minutes home here. And then I was like, excuse me, Elizabeth.
You're going to piss yourself.
Can I go squirt some piss in your house?
And then remember you said you were really embarrassed because you took ages as well.
Oh, by the way, I couldn't have held that piss. Sometimes when you're a bloke, you know, you do your regular pisses. And then sometimes if you're drunk, it happens sometimes. Or you've had a load of water and you piss for... Like, the actual stance of standing at the toilet becomes a bit like... You know what I mean? Because your piss goes beyond how long you would naturally be standing with your legs apart, leaned over slightly. Do you know what I'm saying? So you're like, this is a long piss to the point where I'm starting to worry about the fatigue in my legs.
Oh my God.
I mean, I only piss standing up in other people's houses. If I'm in my own house, I am lounging sideways pissing.
You are a nightmare.
I lie on my belly and piss.
Oh God.
Sideways across the toilet, like I'm planking. I was thinking, like, there should be, like, if men are going to stand up and piss, if men are going to stand up and piss, there should just be, like, a little, just like a pint glass type shape that just is a pipe straight down a hole, and you just put your whole
put dick, it in it.
Put your whole dick in it, and, right. And then they can really just enjoy your phone and whatever.
Well, that's an absolute invitation for chlamydia at a fucking public toilet.
Not in a public, in your, oh, you get your own customised one that feels like a fleshlight when you put right. your D into it and then piss on
it. If you give men a wee circle to put their dick into, you know that they're not going to be pissing into it.
In your own house?
Yeah, in your own house, it's even worse.
You're not going into a train station and being like, excuse me, and then sliding your dick into. But here, do you remember the time I told you about being at Tenants Vital? And they had the wee three-way triangular pisser, so you're like looking yeah. at guys in the face, and then someone nudged my back, and my dick hit the wall that of the back of it.
So sick.
My dick has 1,000 pisses.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. So rotten.
That's the equivalent of like a vaccination, where it's like, that was so gross that you don't get STDs.
You should probably get that checked out. I haven't
caught anything off you, so it's obviously worked. I just try to say it as a joke. I don't really know what it meant. But yeah, just... But I pissed in my hand, took a handful of piss and washed it off, so it's all right. Maureen, what am I? Go to the toilet.
Can I go to the toilet, please?
I feel like I've talked too much.
I know.
Jesus Christ, you're weird, Maureen. I'm timing it, so it's going to be weird if you've dumped. Have you dumped? So here we are by myself. We'll start off some news. There was the Oscars this week, and the big controversy was that La La Land was supposed to win. And no, it wasn't supposed to win. Moonlight was supposed to win. Moonlight, this is the problem with the Oscars, you know what I mean? It's not based on like successful films. It'll be like some arty piece of shit from like, they'll be like, oh, it's Moonlight. And everyone's like, what the fuck is Moonlight? Never heard of it in my goddamn life. But yeah, the guy read out the thing and said La La Land, and then the other dude ran on. He's like, no, Moonlight's won. Come on up the fuck. And I'll tell you something, Maureen put on, oh shit, La La Land the other day. While we were both going to sleep. And, hold on. Fuck yeah. Fuck. And I watched about 12 seconds of it and was like, if there was ever a movie made that I was going to hate, it was going to be La La Land. Did you watch La La Land in any... Because I fell asleep almost immediately because I thought it looked so shit.
Yeah, no, I fell asleep.
It just wasn't for me. Wasn't for me. It looked like shit. I don't get Emma Stone as a fucking leading lady at all.
Why?
Because she's just a scraggly wee bad actor.
No, she's a good actor.
All teeth and shit.
No, she's a good actor.
She's cake.
She's not.
She's full cake.
Go, what have you watched her in?
No. What's Shane?
No, but obviously you've seen her act. What have you seen her in?
Spider-Man.
No, you haven't watched Spider-Man.
No, Spider-Man.
No, Colin. She's not in Spider-Man. See, you haven't seen her in anything.
Let me look it up. This, I swear to God, this computer. You know, you get a new car, then your computer's fucked, then my phone's fucked too. Hold on. Emma Stone's movies. Here we go. Spider-Man. Easy A.
Seen that.
Shit. Crazy Stupid Love. Oh, there, Gosling's in that too, isn't he? With her. The Help.
Yeah, she was good in that.
Zombieland. Superbad. Birdman. The Amazing Spider-Man. Okay. They're all great films.
Yeah.
So but I don't like her. She's all too like sassy and weird. Like, we've been watching that Santa Clarissa. What's it called? Clarista?
Clarita? I don't know what it is.
It's on Netflix. Drew Barrymore's in that, trying to act as well.
It's really good though. I like it.
It's quite fun to watch. But like,
yeah, the wee girl.
The wee girl in it is so too annoying. Sassy and annoying.
All I think of is like,
you know, when you're like, so, now I bet you in real life she's 23, but yeah. She's supposed to be like a 14-year-old girl, and she's like, "What are you guys doing? I know you have sucks and everything sucks and everything." You're like, fuck up, you be cunt.
You just know that she's in LA, you're being so, an actor. Do you know? She's so like, I'm an actor.
You're too ugly to be that confident in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Just super confident.
Do you know? It's like, oh my god, like you, she'd get bullied in real life.
But you do know it is as a character, like, by it's the not
fucking
really like
her. Dorito eyebrow girl. But you like fucking hippie goth cunt. That she would get abused. Verbally, not sexually or anything weird like that. This podcast is very weird with you on.
Yeah, this is so weird.
Cause whenever I talk, you just stare at me like this. Like, it's not gonna come across an audio thing. But you've got a sort of like,
what,
you know, like disdain look.
That's not true. I just have a bitchy resting face. That's all.
Yeah.
I hate you.
And you're constantly resting, so it's just always there. Strife. By the way, just to plug some gigs, there is a Friday gig at Lavery's, and it's going to be the 24th of March. Is the first one.
Woo.
We are trying to scoot. We're trying to secure a really good act, a really fun act. And I guarantee you it'll be really funny, but I just haven't booked one yet because I'm trying to get one. Really talking it up here.
And they have to be really good.
They have to be really good. And by the way, if it's going to be in the poster, here's the deal. If you're a Lavery's regular, don't be like, oh, I don't know if I've quite heard of that guy before. Doesn't matter, because whoever we're going to book is going to be like a well respected, very funny comedian,
mm-hmm.
who you can then know of and check out after. So if you see it and go, that's not like a recognisable name to me, don't worry about it, because they have been booked and no doubt very well paid to come do stand up, so it'll be fucking hilarious. Just turns out that March seems to be a tight month for everyone and no one can be fucking booked at this point. Everyone, I've been through everyone. Do you want to play here? Busy.
Well, this is the thing, because you want someone with a certain standard, it is hard to book comedians sometimes.
It is.
But once we get it like in the flow of it, it'll be easier once we book some in advance. Won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Once we know all our dates and
all that stuff. Dates? Just to move on a wee bit from what I was talking about the other week, when I was talking about Designer, the rapper, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That he was a shit rapper and made a lot of weird noises. There's one now called Lil Yachty, who is also a dog shit rapper, right?
Is he worse?
Lil Yachty sounds like a pressure washer. Really? Then there's motorbikes. What a fucking glue bag, look. Lil Yachty makes weird noises. This isn't his... Look at him!
Oh my god.
Shit!
This guy's underqualified to lick windows.
Okay. And you're always in my head. Dun, 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 dun. You're always in my. You're always in my.
How does that happen? Like, how does he get picked out of like a sea of other rappers? And people are like, you're the new hot thing. And he's like full blown retarded.
What is it about that now though that people love just things that aren't actually good?
Is it because like,
but everyone doesn't want to say that it's like the Emperor's New Clothes, everyone's like, no, it's really, it's really, really cool.
Is it because it's just, it's easier to be like infamous than it is to be famous for being good at something.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Well, oh, have you heard? Don't get me started on this dick bag again. My boy designer, you didn't listen to this podcast that I did you?
No.
I think
I've heard this already.
I think it's because... Shut the fuck up. I think it's because they're all like 20 or like 19 or something.
Yeah, everyone's getting famous when they're like super young.
And they're like, yeah, because you know, you follow some cunt on the internet and then it's all like, oh, let's look to this guy for inspiration. And he's like... You're like, draw millions of pounds, little yachty. Cool, bro.
Because people do get famous really young now. Like, they don't have time to, like, hash out their career and, like, round out their personality and stuff like that, or their skills yet. So people just get famous straight away. Whereas, like, years ago, people would look back and be like, oh my God, you should have seen me when I was 20, when I was trying to be an actor or trying to be a singer or trying to be whatever. Like, made a fool of myself and, like, whatever. It was, you know... That's not how I am now. Whereas people just get famous right away now. You know, you make your own fame. So it's a bit like, oh, people are just, they're just doing all sorts of weird shit. And you're like, okay.
It's just, it's like,
and then that, ever, the new cool
you
thing?
See it,
I don't know.
You see it in films and sketches and sometimes where you get these like executives of companies or production companies or whatever, and they have to be forced to work with like a wee brat who's a fucking and everyone's like, I can't believe we're having to run around for this fucking asshole. This 19-year-old retard here. It's weird, isn't it?
But their music is like so popular.
Hey, quote that from Maureen there. Music is popular.
I said their music is so popular.
Now, first of all, I slabbered about Lil Yachty, but then I heard this masterpiece. And I take it back. Fuck Shakespeare. My computer broke. That was so shit. That was so shit. My computer.
Is he trying to sing that? That's like one of those joke videos you used to see on like E-Bomb World, where it's like some guy in his pants who like made a wee song.
You know what it sounds like? Do you remember? What do you call it? But they would have like a Kings of Leon song, and it would be all the wrong chords and everything.
Yeah. That's exactly what it sounds.
That's what it's like. Only it's this guy. Now put this on in a room full of Arma Khan and his mates, and they're all hand jobbing each other. They love it. Pouring Buckfast over their fucking heads and all. It's complete turd. Isn't it though?
Yeah. Like that is not good music.
I mean,
at all.
All you have to do, right? This song has 12 million hits. I mean, you put a girl and you shoot it at like, whatever, like 100 frames per second, eating a nice lolly, you know, and then have some asshole dance around with fucking beads in his hair. He looks like he's been a Magaluf for like 2 weeks. And not Magaluf, what's a real shit place where you can get your hair braided? Tenerife. Can I get a load of beads in my hair, please?
Mad.
And he's not even hot, is he?
No.
At least have the decency to be hot.
Yeah, so it'll get you halfway there. Like,
it's like someone like half singing to themselves in the shower. You know when you're just making songs up, you're like soaping up your greasy dry shampoo pubes. And you're just like, my pubes are really hairy. Pubes are really hairy. God for me, my pubes. You're just kind of sing to yourself.
Yeah.
Making cups of tea. Do a cup of
tea. It's like a 4-year-old song.
My go-to, take a shirt. Take a lovely shirt.
It's like a 4-year-old and a wee play at their school or something. And he's like, it's all like Minnesota.
No.
It's all like Minnesota.
No,
like, what?
Let me just play something, right? Now, I'm sure if you were like a hip-hop fan or whatever back in the day and you heard this, you were probably like, you know, what in the fuck is this bullshit? Yet...
My name is Matty Greenspan. I'm the senior marketer.
Whenever I heard this, I was like, this is crunk as fuck, bro. The last verse of Dizzy Rascal. You know when he goes berserk? I remember hearing it at the time and I was like, this is pure fire. What's he saying?
Yeah, but at least it has a good beat to it.
Yeah, it's got, I don't know what it is. It's got like an attitude where you're like, you feel like you want to get fucking out. That other guy just seems like they woke him up in the morning. They're like, mate, do you want to be a rapper? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, it's like when someone goes to sing something, no one's joining in with them. And then they peter off and let's go, motherfuckers. It was. You know, not like my boy Dizzy Rascs. I'm going to download a lot of Dizzy Rascal later.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
Live?
I actually seen him live in Mandela Hall and there was probably like 50 people at it.
That's mad.
There was like so much space, you know, the floor of Mandela Hall.
Yeah.
There was space all around it. And we were up at the front and he had DJ fucking Semtex with one arm and all there. On the Wheels of Steels.
I remember seeing him in Oxygen. It was unreal.
I've seen him at Oxygen too. It was probably the same year. Imagine we were there at the same time. We weren't even together.
Oh my God. And I would have
I'll tell you something.
We would have never spoken.
Can I tell you a fact?
What?
I didn't shout the whole time until Dizzy Rascal came on. Which, imagine me not shitting for like two, 3 days.
Scary.
That is a fucking miracle. And then
how did you hold that in?
I think it's just because, I don't know, there is that, you know, when you're comfortable in your own house, you can just shite whenever you want. I think it was just that thing of like, don't know when I'm going to shite, and then you maybe feel like you need a shite, and then you hold the shite, and then it sort of bumps into the shite behind it and forms a super shite, and you're drinking a lot. You know what I mean? It just never happened. And then we're standing at the thing, and I was like, now's the time. And I shot an airport Toblerone. No joke.
Did you ever go to festivals, and there's so much shite, you're like, who are all these? How? What?
Now, skip forward to... what do you call it?
Glastonbury?
Glastonbury. I shat like a motherfucker.
You're having a great time, were you?
Shitting all over the place. And like, because you were shitting in those stalls that were kind of like, they weren't open air, but
they were nice toilets.
You were shitting onto like a compost heap. So they didn't really smell like, they weren't locked in like a port-a-loo. There was air blowing in from the top and the bottom. So the actual stench of shite wasn't too bad.
No, it was fine.
I would have loved a wee shower at that though. At Glastonbury.
You could have got one if we queued up.
Yeah. Just queued up with a pile of weirdos that were trying. God damn it. Do you want to hit some questions, Maureen? We'll wrap this motherfucker up.
Sure.
And then we'll finish with an old, what do you call it? Dizzy Rascal song. And we'll play some really good Emma Stone quotes. My teeth are prominent. I wonder if she got her tits out and anything. It doesn't seem like any famous actress or actress mainly. You can just type their name in and write nude beside it and they all have got their tits out. Not crazy?
I don't think they've all got their tits out.
But that's what I'm saying. She might be one of the few. Oh look, Pete Crawford got a stabilizer for the GoPro. That's not what I had in mind at all when he was talking about that. Go like Minnesota! It offends me that he has a career. It really does.
Yeah, and he's so famous.
Oh yeah, famous as shit. Do you know what it is? Anyone that appeals to young teens is gonna be like people are gonna be confused about it if they're a bit older.
See, it's probably just like one of those songs that's like fun to get drunk to. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a good song.
Right, let's hit these questions. What did you think of Bama/Bellator? Here's what happened on the night. They do the Bama bit and then they changed all the sponsors and then they did the Bellator bit and it was very confusing because the fights that come on after were supposed to be big fights, even though the Bama card sort of crescendoed with the Norman Park fight.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the night was over and then everyone fucking left. I would say most people didn't even know it was on.
I don't think people knew that there was
because
there was another three fights after that.
I thought we were super late. I thought we were late as fuck. So when that last fight ended, I was like, shit, we definitely should have came earlier. But then there was more fights after that. So confusion. But it was funny because they were taking official like Bama photographs. And there's us in the background there, Maureen.
Where?
There. Someone wrote Semtex Daily with Capcom Geddes lurking in the background.
Oh, yeah. You're like right behind him. That's right.
Yeah, I got a photo with Paul Daly. I was scared.
Were you?
Yeah, because he's a fucking psychopath.
What do you think he was going to do? Hit you? Like?
Yeah. Maybe they're different. We're like, we're in the VIP section. I'll get a photo with us. No, he's real friendly. He was like, got a good photo, you know?
Did your bladder just let go?
Huh? My bladder just let go. Yeah. I was like, Paul, what do you think of pisses, bro? He's like, I fucking love him. When your cousin meets you. Oh, I met that girl again who's, she gave her cousin a kidney or some shit.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And you made a wee video for them.
Yeah. So ran into her and was like, I've seen her twice. Blocked both times. The one kidney's running fine. Are you joking? Lovely people. Who's going to get their ballocks rolled this weekend at UFC 209? Looking forward to it. Looking forward to a few Fanta lemons along the way. If you drank enough Fanta lemons, you would have a hangover. For real.
Yeah,
I know he means beer or something, but like, if you drank... There's plenty of times when I was, you know, trying to be all clean and not drink. I say clean, I just wasn't drinking. I was doing everything else. But you would stay up really late and you're like, oh, I'll just get myself some nice juice or something. Why does this keep... what is going on here? Why does that keep searching? I swear to God, this computer is infected.
Who the hell is Abdul? What is it?
Sattar Eddy or something. He's a humanitarian philanthropist. But I don't know why that searched that.
You could get in so trouble for your keyboard just messing up, couldn't you? I mean, your search history isn't great anyway, but...
No, it's terrible. UFC 209. Someone made a good point. It might have been Joe Rogan. They were like, why didn't they not just do this in, like, Nick Diaz's hometown? Because whatever the postcode is, it's like... Or the code is, like, 209. And he always shouts it, like, 209, bitch! While he's beating boys up. And they should have done it there. It would have been an absolute fucking... no-brainer. So, can't get the full card here, but here's the fights, Maureen. Is this going to mean anything to you? Woodley versus Thompson 2.
Oh, yeah. I watched that one the last
time. Did you? Fair enough. Okay. So, that's happening. The first fight was decent. Woodley got Thompson in a real deep guillotine there, if you mind. And then he said he couldn't finish it because his neck was so skinny. When in actual fact, John Kavanagh told me in person, it was because he didn't twist his head a wee bit.
Oh?
Yeah, I was talking to him, you know. That was another thing I missed last week because there were no car. I was supposed to go to the John Kavanagh seminar at SBG. And I didn't bother my hole. I could have got a bus or something. But
yeah, but, you know.
Homie don't play that shit. I could have got a bus, but it was more the stuff that I had to bring with me. I was like, I've literally to bring 3 bags here.
Oh no, and you have to piss 3 times on a bus.
So. I'm going to piss on you real quick.
But that is true. That's your fear of buses, that you have to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
You said that to me many times.
Only because when I used to go to uni in Derry, it happened a few times where I was like dying for a piss before the thing got over the bridge. I was like, oh God. Pisses you can hold. Shites are a nightmare. Right, so...
I did start.
And then Tony Ferguson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov. Who has, look, remember I was talking about cauliflower ear? He has one cauliflower ear. That's your nightmare, isn't it? You do not want one cauliflower ear.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, you need like 2 or none.
Like your boy Brendan Schaub there?
Yeah.
He could have cauliflower dick and you'd still be like, holler. How many hot boys have I introduced you to?
I mean, not in person, but...
On the internet?
Just one.
Have you seen the pictures with his dick out?
There is no pictures.
You'd know about that, wouldn't you?
Oh, please don't.
That's me licking his butthole. What am I doing? Right. Very weird day for me today. More Twitter questions. Suggestion, start doing the vlogs again. All right, cheers. Should I edit the one that we went to that Mussenden temple? Should I edit that?
Did we film?
All fucking day, bro. Should have put it up for the crack? Yeah.
There's probably loads of bits you could put up with things. You should do more vlogs because you're just lazy.
Well, it just... Fuck you. You know what it is? There's things... Like, if it was doing a daily vlog, you would just do a daily vlog and you wouldn't worry too much about it. But sometimes you're like, I'm going to film this sort of quote-unquote cool things I do. And then sometimes you do a thing and you're like, I don't even know if that was that interesting to watch. But then you forget how funny I am, Maury. Funny. I'm joking.
I think you should just do it just... Even just for us to be like, oh, look at that cool day. And like, it's
when you say do it for us, it's me in a room for 8 hours.
Yeah, that is a treat for me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll edit the one from that temple-y thing and I'll put it up. You know?
I can't remember if we did. Was that fun? Did we?
It's funny because it was windy and shite.
Yeah, you're probably not going
to be here. The only problem with that day is it didn't sort of round off. You know what I mean? We didn't keep filming to the end of the day. So it's just kind of like, here's us at a thing. Bye. My God, smell of sheep shite around here. Nightmare.
Oh.
So, start doing the vlogs again. When are you coming to Derry/Londonderry? People always ask me things like, shortly after you've been already. Do you know? We did the Comedy Squad thing up there. I'll probably organise another thing down the line.
You're always up in...
I like that Nerve Centre. I would do it again. There was talk of the Millennium Forum, but I think...
Nerve Centre's a nice
venue. I like the Nerve Centre. I'd like to really pack it out. Chris Henderson, avocados, discuss.
Great. I love them.
I love an avocado. I made a meal the other day,
used to, but...
Listen to this meal. It was such a piece of shit, wasn't it? We had the Mediterranean bread from Tesco's that's orange.
Bread.
And then we had... I cooked a brisket.
Not all in the one morning, though.
No, the brisket was already there. I cooked the brisket the day before. Then made... What was it? What else was the shit on it?
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs with spinach or something?
Yeah.
So we basically had beef, eggs with spinach, and then fancy bread.
An avocado.
And an avocado on it. It was like bodybuilder's dream there, apart from the bread.
So nice. And guacamole is like the best thing in the world, so.
It's lovely. Phantom shitter smearing feces all over our civil service building.
Ew.
For an unknown dirty tester with an extreme case of the skits is destroying toilets throughout Belfast city centre, high-rise building. The man dubbed the workers Phantom Shitter has struck again. So there you go. There's someone running around a building shiting all over the place.
Why? Why are people so weird and gross?
I mean, there are certain, like, toilets are in such states where you're like, what in the fuck happened here? And I've seen, you know, there are certain places where there's signs where it's like, you can't shit on the toilet standing up. Do you remember that when we were on holiday? There's like these signs where it's like, don't stand in the toilet and shit, because a lot of Asian folk, they shit down holes in the floor. So they're like, oh, you obviously stand on this contraption and shite. So you're getting Asians missing the bowl and just turning all over. And
falling off the toilet probably.
And is an Asian person doing a normal shit ever? You know, they're just shitting pure curry paste.
Colin, that was you as well when we were away.
Oh yeah, I mean, I didn't stop shitting at all. In fact, if you watch that Santa Clarita diet or whatever, the whole thing kicks off by her vomiting loads all over the house, and that was like basically me, but out my asshole.
This has been an excrement heavy podcast. So
it's heavy shit, bro. I mean, I've mentioned in this podcast many times the toilet that I seen in Glasgow train station. That I really wanted to take a photo of, but to send it to Mickey. But there was a man, like, having a... You know, like, when you're in places like that, there's a guy having a shave.
What?
At, like, fucking 11 at night. I was like, bro, why have you to be here to ruin my photo? I want to take a photo of this shit all over the place. But,
really?
But it looked like someone had fucking, like, shit into a fucking... I mean, you couldn't have made more of a mess if you, like, shat into a pint glass, set it on some sort of tea... And then hit it with a baseball bat at the back of the toilet. Like, whoosh! Like, that's how much shit was in the back.
But do people not clean up after themselves?
I don't understand this. I think that was some sort of weird homeless doing it.
Like...
That was like a smackhead shit, and then they just went, well, fuck that.
If I even, like, drop a toilet roll on the floor, I pick it up in case someone's like, oh, I can't believe she would just let that go on the floor. Do you know, like...
All covered in stool?
I feel like I have to clean things up in case someone thinks it's me sometimes. And sometimes I feel like going out of the toilet being like, that's not my fault, you know what I mean? The toilet, you know, the toilet isn't flushing, so the toilet roll's still there or something. You're like, that wasn't, you know. I feel like I have to explain, and I don't, obviously. So whenever people like make such a mess, and you're like, really? Like, how? What?
I know.
Why would you just leave that there? Like, it's so disgusting. Like, girls are real disgusting too. And sometimes I'm like, why? Like, make someone else look at it? No.
Well, is there like a few tamps with a few shits on them?
Like, no, not like that. But like, yeah, you get all like sanitary girl stuff on the floor. And you're like, well, why?
Like, I mean, I, for some reason, get a lot of Snapchats with people just like, they'll just start pissing, and then they'll just turn around and just piss all over the place in the toilet. And I've had that Snapchat, like,
why?
People just sending me it, thinking it's funny. There was a funny one where a dude was pissing down, seen his dick and all, was ridiculous, and then turned around, ran at his mate, and pissed all up the side of his mate.
Okay, but that's funny.
That, like, is kind of funny. I mean, like, I would beat you to death, but
just pissing everywhere for the crash.
Yeah, just like,
funny.
This isn't my toilet, so I'm gonna piss everywhere.
Also, definitely men and women, when you're in someone else's house, like, definitely clean up after yourself and flush the toilet. Yeah, that might be my least favourite. Just flush the toilet.
Yeah, Begley. You piece
mainly
of
Begley.
Shit. I think there's like a rule in his house where they're like, don't flush the toilet at night in case you wake someone.
I think lots of people are like that though. I think lots of people
don't
flush the toilet at night.
I don't want to walk into a little puddle of piss in the morning. Flush the fucking toilet.
Like, I will wake up for nothing. You could be screaming my name in fire and I won't wake up. So don't worry about flushing the toilet. Like, you could have a full party and I would go to sleep.
Yeah.
So, but I think a lot of people are like that. Like, they don't flush the toilet at night because they're afraid of waking people. But you're like, just make noise. Like, no one cares.
Like, I've heard a toilet flush a million times. I'm not going to be like, what's that? You know, I know it's a toilet flushing. Yeah. I heard you walk to the toilet. That woke me up more than the fucking...
I would much rather that than flushing someone's, you know, toilet business away for them. I've had to do that so many times. In different houses, in different places,
and
different bars.
If you piss on the seat in our house, your life is at risk.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I mean, sometimes it is a relief if you're a man and you go into a toilet and it's already a complete shit show.
Why?
Because then you're just like,
who cares?
I don't really need to be that careful here.
But you should be careful.
I know, but with, I mean, it's a drop in the ocean.
That's
literally.
Okay for men because you're not actually like
touching
you're
your
just standing. Whereas girls is like you have to squat down, obviously. So you don't ever want to have to touch anything. So when a toilet is messy, I just don't go in. So I think that's why I've developed the, I can just go without, because most toilets are so gross. I don't mean in people's houses. I'm talking like if we go into a shop or something like that. Like, I just try and avoid them.
Jesus Christ.
I could go like 3 days without going to the toilet.
Just pissing pure honey.
So I don't know why. People are just gross.
Let me see. What do you make of Russell Howard? Wasn't a big fan, but seen him in Dublin. It was fantastic. I would say, don't judge any comedian by the stuff you've seen on television.
Correct.
And then I also wouldn't judge... It's hard to even judge them on one show.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can see them a bunch
but
of times.
But I bet you if you could judge him from his TV show and be like, this is all going to be real safe, like silly wee jokes, and he's probably really funny. Because his TV show is obviously specific and he's going to have parameters to
he
talk
about.
He has
loads of writers and all.
Yeah, like...
Obviously to get
the show.
I would
say a show, you couldn't judge a show at all. He probably is really funny. He wouldn't have got there if he wasn't funny.
Nah. Squinty cunt.
And I don't mind him anyway. Like, I think he's funny anyway.
Fuck. Saw some shit about making fire range targets in America multicolored under some racism claim. Would they be worth a Google? Is it because they're all black? Multicolored range targets. What's going on here? Multicolored. Jump in my dick. Well, I mean.
Was it because the outline is just.
It's just
a black fucking white shadow.
Thing.
Well, black. It's black and white, isn't it? Like, I mean, what are you going to do? It's not going to be a black page with a white outline.
Yeah, it's just. They're using like a silhouette, like a shadow,
yeah,
so that you
silhouette.
Know what they should. Oh, fuck up. I mean, I feel like I would rather be like, why don't you try and control the fucking guns first before you get into the targets, you dick bags. See that shit of like, hi, how's it going? Put your address down there. Oh, it's flat 1A in the middle of the town. It's a one bedroom. And they're like, and why are you buying a fucking AR-15 or whatever, and they're like, oh, hunting, and you're like, no one hunts with a machine gun, and there's no way you need that in a fucking flat. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Get a handgun if you're gonna shoot anybody. More questions, please. Chances of a one-off audio picnic reunion podcast, you, Rick, and Rock. Well, we actually did one day a long time ago, and I think it was Rocky wasn't there because him and Rick fell out. There was no point in it happening anymore. There literally is no point in it. And I don't think...
Rick lives in Canada.
Rick lives in Canada, also. But... I mean, it's kind of like... The reason we did that podcast was because me and Dan did Iron Fighter and they wanted to do a one-off podcast. And then I said this would be a good thing to do over and over again. So we started doing a regular podcast. And the only reason it got listens is because it was being promoted by mainly me and also Dan.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So... It all fell apart. I still do podcasts, so fucking why don't you just get over it, Aaron? You piece of shit. I'm joking, Aaron. Thanks for the question. I mean, it was good crack, like, but...
They were really good podcasts. Like, I really enjoyed them.
Way more fun than this, you know? Way more fun than this shit.
Excuse me.
But it was just... It was too much work, and then...
Rocky's how we met as well. Isn't that funny?
What?
You doing that podcast was how we met.
Talking at Mike, for the love of fuck.
Oh, right. I said you doing the podcast was how we met.
Yep.
So
lucky me. And then we're talking about shitting on toilets.
Yeah, 6 years later, talking about shit.
About shit. Chances. Oh, same question. Yeah, I just don't think it would ever happen. Dan probably wouldn't respond to anything I sent him. And again, it would be me pulling that together. So why am I always responsible, Maureen? Why have I to do all the fucking work all the time?
No, you don't call. You can do as little work as physically possible.
What? And then Pete Crawford sent me a picture of a stabilizer. What is that? That looks exciting. That looks like a thing I'd need to buy off Amazon for no reason whatsoever. Not a bad idea with a GoPro though, because they are shaky wee bitches. GoPros. Right, let's really get through these questions. Alexandra McGovern. Opinions on Italy's tactics in the England match. I still haven't seen highlights, but apparently your dad was telling me that they weren't committing any people to rucks. So England were like, what the fuck is this? Which means there's no offside, so they could run around the back and steal the ball. Which is kind of like, again, if it's legit, but no one really thinks about it, go for it. People are, you know, the game has changed, Maureen. You know, the turnover at the ruck has been brought down to milliseconds. Oh. Do you know what I'm saying? So they're like, well, if you're going to go down that road, why even fucking commit to the ruck? Let's just play, what do you call it?
So is this a good idea or a bad idea?
Rugby league. Well, it's not going to work every time. Because then England can just sort of get back up and keep running, keep driving forward. But you can catch people off guard and be like, oh, well, we have no one in a ruck, so we'll just run it. It'll only work a couple of times. It's like the short line out, you know, that Ireland got scored against with. It'll work once in a game, and then you're like, right, we'll keep it. Sorry, we cut out there for a brief second, although we're back. If there's a slight sort of meh in the background, it's just because we're using the power straight into the computer. Right about now. So yeah, we're talking about rugby. I don't know anything about rugby, so let's move on. I mean, I was looking forward to the Six Nations morning, and I've watched none of it. Not weird? Cheers for looking at me weird. What would you consider an... Paddy McDonald, would you consider an MMA charity fight? I'd love to see you in the ring. I think it would be massive. You'd love to see my ring. You think it would be massive? Not against me, by the way.
You'd be right.
What? What are you doing? Just pulling bits of skin off your mouth. So, would I do an MMA fight? I would do an MMA fight over a boxing fight, because a boxing fight, you actually have to box. Just box, and yeah. You do actually have to smack people. But I feel like if it was an MMA fight, there's different options, and I would, without a shadow of a doubt, have a grappling advantage over everyone, even at the same time. So, you know, you might not want to punch someone in the face if they're your mate.
You're not for a charity thing.
Because I'm not a fucking, like, I'm quite a competitive person if I'm competing. Do you know what I mean? So I'll put you to sleep if I have to, in front of everybody. When that bell rings, Maureen, I'm a different animal. The bell's never rang. But you know what I mean? It wouldn't be like, I'm going to take it easy on fucking Dave Elliott here, for example. Let's face it, that's who I would be fighting, because yeah. I'm not going to be fighting like Woodsy or something. They're going to be like, who's of similar weight? These two. And then, but I wouldn't be like going lightly because it was chatter. I'd be dishing out aneurysms all over the show.
Your face getting all excited like this could actually happen. What I did?
MMA. Yeah, we'll do a charity MMA fight and just go for the takedown, take their back, choke them out. It'd be so unfair. Like, you've no idea how shit you are at, like, grappling until you go with someone who has grappled in any way, shape, or form. It's mad. And you see it, like, in jiu-jitsu where big, fucking, strong rugby guys can't do anything against the fucking 10-stone guy who's a blue belt. It's crazy, like.
It's but cool.
Even a photo was of John Kavanagh at that seminar the other week. And he's on top of everyone. No one can move.
And he's
tiny.
That big, like.
He's tiny. He's a very small, slight guy. And there's a photo of him, like, you can do like a knee on belly type control or whatever. And he was literally standing with both feet on the guy's chest. Just as like, I can do whatever I want to you type of thing. Mad cunt. Who do you think, right? Let's do some matchups. Who would I fight? Probably Dave, let's face it.
Yeah, probably.
What about Shane and Woodsy? Woodsy, to quote that film, Woodsy couldn't rape a fly. Like, you touch him on the back and he jumps like a fucking abused shelter dog. I don't think he's fighting anybody.
Even Shane?
Maybe.
Who'd win?
I would say Shane.
Okay.
Purely through cardio and athleticism.
Who's Aaron going to fight?
Aaron's gonna fight.
Aaron and Nikki would be
the
hilarious.
Urge to go to Thompson's every night. No, I feel like Aaron's too big and powerful for him. Mickey's small and weak. Like, he's a wee. No offense, Mickey. If you're listening.
No offense to me.
Also, I don't know. I don't know if it's news to you, Mick, but he wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe Mickey would be more of a sort of Paddy McDonald fight, I think. But then again, I thought Paddy McDonald was an ex-bouncer and all. I thought he was hard as fuck, getting people biting his finger off him.
So who's Aaron going to fight? Just himself?
I don't know. Aaron would maybe have to fight either like me or Dave in a triple threat, three-way.
See, I think you need some sort of wrestling match then. I think that's what we need. A lot of leotards.
Just a grappling match, like Abu Dhabi, ADCC.
Oh my god, there'd be so much sweat and slapping noises.
It would be so quick.
Think so?
Yeah. Although Aaron did a fair bit of judo when he was a kid.
Well,
in fact, and
Aaron then should fight.
He can remember all the fucking Japanese terminology for it now.
Right, you and Aaron should fight.
It's an El Tamagotchi, our shoulder. Yeah. I just let him take me down and then I choke him to death. Motherfucker. We're supposed to be in a weight loss battle. We should just be in an actual fight. The weight loss battle has taken a knock in the last while. I'll tell you that for nothing. What's the girliest treatment you've ever had done? Got my eyebrows threaded once, but
and a chest wax, but
it was for comedy purposes, and it was fucking murder.
The thing is,
the eyebrows were a murder.
They threaded them, but you got like they were threaded. I know it's for comedy effect, but they were threaded like a woman's eyebrows. They weren't threaded like a man would get. Like lots of men get their eyebrows threaded, so it just like takes a bit of the excess off.
Everyone that was in there was like a fucking Cristiano Ronaldo wannabe, and they were getting the real girly.
Yeah. His full, like, pointy, arched eyebrows. You look like an actual woman, like.
Jump in my dick.
And then you got one strip under your chest wax. That was weird. Ooh.
Yes. Okay, so. Let's go to the next question. Chris Amos, have you ever watched Three Men, One Hammer? It's the most disturbing video I've ever seen, and it still haunts me to this day after watching it three or more years ago. Now, I googled that image-wise, and I'm not going to watch it, of course I'm not, but let me see, what's this shit? What I imagine is it's one of these death videos where it's like, hold on, do I look closer to that? Okay, three guys, one hammer. So what I imagine has happened here is, do they just smash some dude's head in with a hammer. Is that the deal? And then he does a Nazi salute, so cool guy. Yeah, guess who's not watching that?
Yeah, let's not.
I'm not watching that shit. I mean, it's in there with other classics such as, you know, the Mexican cartel guys get their heads sawn off. Have you seen that?
No.
There's a man hanging a dog. What is the internet? Like?
Oh, God.
Do you see these places in the world where it's like, you know, it's just lawless? You know, I've no doubt that's some sort of fucking Russia type area. Yeah, there's they obviously just bash a guy's head in with a hammer. I'm not watching that.
I mean, yeah, let's not watch that.
Even the thought of it makes me feel a bit sick. Greatest fail you ever had. Fuck, where do you start? Go, suggest my biggest fail.
No, I don't know. I'm telling you mine.
Biggest fail?
Is it like, is he talking about like when you do something and then you like fail at it? Or like something that you tried and just went horribly wrong?
I don't know. Biggest fail you ever had. I mean,
do you know what it is? It's like fail is just like,
yeah, they just don't fail. Like you slipped on a fucking,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't really have any things that I really, really regret where I was like, oh, that was a fail. Like I tried that and I failed.
Never failed anything?
Nothing that I give a fuck about. Like,
mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? I've probably failed things that I just didn't try hard enough because I didn't care. I feel like anything I've really give a shit about, I haven't really failed at it that hard. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice.
What?
No fail then? That's good.
Well, I just don't care. I don't really care.
Yeah, you just don't care enough to register a fail?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, like if it's not important, I don't care about fails. See what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Fail a driving test once.
Well, that was arguable. It was arguable.
You reversed over a roundabout.
Opinions on Jordy McCaig. You owe me a tenner, dickhead, running as an independent candidate in East Belfast. By the way, I need to make a video for BBC today.
Mm-hmm.
Or tomorrow. So, what the fuck, bro? Running as an independent candidate. I mean, why not? If Trump can be president of America, you owe me a tenner, dickhead, can be a fucking superstar.
Yeah. Anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Most people don't want to, but...
No, I mean, it's obviously a joke, because if he got in, he wouldn't know what the fuck he was playing at.
Well, obviously, but it's,
I mean,
kind of funny.
You can run for anything. Like, I could be like, I'm going to run for this, but see if it actually got down to, like, being in there, and they're like, right, here's all the paperwork you do, and here's all the... I'd be like, no!
Boring!
I think that's what Trump has been hit with.
Yeah.
He's got in, and he's doing these press conferences where he looks like they just woke him up, and he's like, man, there's
going to
be...
already said, there's...
There's got to be things...
There was tons of those like big security things they're doing, and he wasn't even there. And they're like, those were his first ones as president that you're supposed to oversee. He wasn't even there. He doesn't care, like.
No, I don't give a fuck. He's too busy just making other money. Or, you know, well, I know he gave his businesses away, but like he's too concerned about other shit. He's a fucking show off. Like he's like, I'm not doing the paperwork. I'll go meet some leader from somewhere and do the handshake where he pulls people close. Do you see that handshake?
Yeah.
He does the handshake and he pulls him right in.
This is a real tactic, isn't it?
I don't know what the tactic is. Like, I'm going to catch you off guard by yanking your hand in.
It's an overpowering thing. It's like when you shake someone's hand, you pull it really low down, close to you. Like, you are in the power position.
Yeah, but there's... If he did it to me and pulled me towards him, I'd be like, oh, pull your arm out of your fucking
you
socket.
You just kiss him.
I'd be like,
really
if we're playing this game, Trump, arm drag, back take, choke him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do anything off guard, you're going to look like a... You know, if you walk up behind someone and push them when they don't know you're going to be pushed, you're going to be like, ha, weak bitch, you fell over. You go shake someone's hand, they fucking yank it towards you. You're like, all right. What's this move, you fucking retard? Is it so I do we stumble and look silly?
Yeah.
If you pull my hand, I just push him away.
Okay, I don't think you're ever going to shake his hand, so let's not worry about it.
Why are you shitting on my dreams so hard?
Oh, sorry.
This is the end of the podcast, Maureen. That was the last question. Do we watch Three Men, One Hammer real quick?
No.
I've seen some shit, but I think you see some things over your time and then you just realize that you don't really need to see that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, I don't need that in my life right now.
I'm the kind of person who my imagination goes way wilder than the videos. So let's just not watch it.
Yeah.
And then I'll never forget it either.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Be, like, I mean, the beheadings, the fucking all the shit I've seen, it's just too much. That's the end of the podcast, guys. Do a plug gigs right now?
Sure. Okay. Did you do it? No?
No, I forgot. So
listen, you have some coming up.
Listen to this. We have a gig tomorrow night in Lavery's Comedy Club, the first of March. Right?
It's March, like.
Yeah, it's crazy. Insane. So March, we have Mickey Bartlett's headlining, I'm emceeing. We have Alan Irwin, Chris Montgomery doing support. It's going to be sweet as fuck. New layout, the sound will be sorted, all that shit. What else do we have? The 15th is another Lavery's. We're doing the 17th in London.
17th, 18th?
17th and 18th. The 17th sold out. 18th is still on sale, so get your tickets for that. I've been told by Aaron McCann, because he doesn't have a podcast or any way of promoting himself, that you should stay on the 17th and go to his show. So basically our show is from like 7:30 to 9:00, and then his show is from 9 to 10 on the 17th. So if you're going to the St. Paddy's Day gig, why don't you double up and go see both shows? He'll probably drink Buckfast on stage. It'll be fun. What other gigs? 11th of March, if you're in the Oma area, we're playing at Lola's place, which needs plugged like a motherfucker, because...
That'll be a good gig, though.
Yeah, that'll be sweet as fuck if you're in the Tyrone area.
Is it a new venue? Like, it's new?
Yeah, it's in that Silver Birch Hotel, but it's a new thing, right. I think.
That'll be nice.
I think it's for, like, dinner dancey type things, but it's a big hall.
It's good, though, because there's loads of room, like, to park and all. You know what I mean? Sometimes I find it almost hard to get a park true. So
there is a full car park.
At least you can get there really easily and safely.
Sensible Maureen. And that's about all I have to tell you right now. Do you feel like I should record a pre a bit now that I should put at the start?
What? Saying what?
More gig plugs. Nah, I'll just make a poster. Fuck it. Right, that's the end of the podcast, guys. I'm going to play out some Dizzy Rascal. Dizzy Rascal.
Are you going to rap the whole time?
Yes. So, thanks for listening, guys. Beer52.com. Sign up for some beer. Support this podcast. If you're
what is it? Banter 10?
Banter 10 is the code. Get a tenner off your first bucks. Nice. If you want to do me a massive favour, you can rate and review the podcast on iTunes, if that's where you listen to it. Should I start just screenshotting them and reposting them?
What?
All the good comments that everyone sends in.
Yeah, you've got loads.
Yeah, no, I didn't even check it ever, but yeah, just keep rating it and all that stuff. Rate and review.
Yeah, it just helps it. Yeah. Like, be...
I mean, there's no stats or anything.
You can't get stats, which is annoying. But
no, you can't really tell how many downloads you've got. But
if people like it, you can kind of see that, can't you? Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, leave a comment.
Guys, interact.
Interact, man. Interact, you know what I'm saying? Tell a friend about this podcast. Send us clips to watch. Send us... Unless it's a man getting his fucking head caved in with a hammer.
Let's stay on a lighter note.
Yeah, send us people falling, maybe. Funny stuff. Cats that can talk slightly. Just funny shit like that.
Yeah, nice things that are fun.
Rappers doing like things that they can't really talk. Just send us a whole pile of cool shit and we'll do a cool podcast.
Films that are better than Ghostbusters to watch.
Well, as I said to you yesterday,
that Pete Holmes thing,
as I said to you last night, a GoPro up my asshole would be a better film than Ghostbusters.
There's a lot of action up there.
A lot of ghosts, a lot of slime.
Anyway, what did we watch? Crashed? Did we watch?
Melissa McCarthy's up there.
Last night?
Crashing. Yep.
It's great.
Pete Holmes, who is a comedian, has a podcast also. But we watched the first two episodes. I loved it.
Oh my God, so good.
I fucking loved it.
So good.
Artie Lang's such a good actor.
So it's the guy, the actual Pete Holmes is in it, who's a comedian.
Playing themselves, basically.
Based on his life, playing himself. So it's well done, because
it's Judd Apatow, that's why it's well done.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
But I mean, the story's good because it's his own life. Like, he knows the story so well. Like, it's like great.
He's so naive and nice that his wife basically was banging another dude and he didn't even fucking pick up on it hardly.
It's just a whole, just good vibe of things, isn't it? It's just like everyone's hilarious in it, obviously, because they're all comedians, but it's really good.
What song do you want to play? Do you want to play and watch the video for Skepta's new release, No Security? Or do you want to play the old school Dizzy Rascal?
Well, obviously Dizzy Rascal.
Okay. Good times. Thanks for joining me today, Maureen. Thank you.
Thanks, Colin.
Let's get this car insured and go for lunch.
Should we talk more about poo after this, or?
I probably will.
We poo and then we'll talk about it.
Probably will drop a couple of nugs.
You've already done one today, haven't you?
I have.
Colin.
Yeah, Mira, listen. People shit every day.
What? Since when?
Yeah. People will dump almost every day.
Do you not do it like quarterly, like an electric bill, no?
I thought you meant quarterly as in if I do four shits.
Yeah. Just no, spread it throughout the day.
I just slide it all out in one and then just...
We black pudding.
Then the last couple of spoonfuls I'll smear around my...
All right, okay, that's enough. People don't want to hear this.
And I play this song and I shit hard. Shit. Dubs. Crud. Off to the tune though. Definitely gonna get sued for this, by the way. Should I stop it soon? Cheers for listening, guys. Speak to you next week and everything. Bye.